Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Watch Him. Today we're going to listen to Exodus chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, and verses 6 through 8. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Now you will see what I can do to Pharaoh. Because of my mighty hand, he will let them go. Because of my mighty hand, he will drive them out of his country." God also said to Moses, "I am the Lord. Therefore say to the Israelites, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. I will free you from being slaves to them, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with mighty acts of judgment. I will take you as my own people, and I will be your God. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from the yoke of the Egyptians, and I will bring you to the land I swore with uplifted hand to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give it to you as a possession. I am the Lord." Watch me. Isn't it amazing to watch a young child as they learn something new and hear the excitement in their voice as they tell you to watch? They are practically bursting with enthusiasm. "Let me show you what I can do," is their message to you. Our verses today begin in a similar way. The Lord says to Moses, "Now you will see what I can do to Pharaoh." You may know this story. God's people, the Israelites, had been living as captives in Egypt. They were subject to harsh treatment, and even more, they were kept from going to Canaan, the land God had promised them. God had sent Moses as their leader. Moses had been trying to get Pharaoh to let the Israelites go with no success. Moses goes to God to plead on their behalf. What an answer he got. "I am the Lord." To Moses, these few words were a clear reminder of who God was. He is the eternal God, the one who keeps his covenant, his promise. This promise was to redeem or save God's people, not just from Pharaoh, but even more, from their sin. The Lord was about to show who he was and what he could do. The Lord told Moses to take this message back to Israel. He told Moses to tell them that he is the Lord who keeps his promises and backs this up with what he does. You and I don't have Pharaoh in our lives, but we do have struggles. At times, our struggles can seem insurmountable. Worst of all is our struggle with sin. When we read accounts like the one today, it reminds us of two things. God, in love for us, keeps his promises to us, and God is all-powerful. If he can wipe out Pharaoh and his army for the Israelites, he can surely wipe out our trials. And even if he allows a trial or disappointment to continue, he promises to give you the strength you need. Each time you open the Bible and read what God has done for us, you can almost hear him say, "Watch me. Look what I have done for you, because I love you." He conquered armies over and over. He brought down the walls in Jericho without anyone touching a stone or brick. He fed thousands of people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fish. He healed blindness and raised people from the dead. Above all else, he destroyed Satan and paid what we owed for our sins. Watch him. He did all this for you so that you would have no doubt about the depth of his love for you and how he sent his only son, Jesus, to the cross for you. Each day, as you share Bible stories and devotions with the children, you can say, "Watch him. See what God has done and keeps doing for you because he loves you." We pray. Dear Father, over and over the Word tells us who you are. Help us to watch and learn again and again how you have shown love to us and to the world. We treasure your Word and thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. A question to consider. Find a friend or colleague and make a list of all the examples God shares in the Bible of His power and love. List the battles won, the miracles, the acts of judgment, the enemies conquered, and on and on. See how long a list you can gather. Then reflect on the list and remind yourself that He shares all this to remind you of His love for you, His love shown through Jesus, and His promise to be with you in all things. May God bless your week. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.